Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see where I am covering the great game of baseball, including the Atlanta Braves over at tomahawktake.com. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Make sure you subscribe to us here on YouTube. Make sure that you subscribe to us as well wherever you listen to your podcast. Do appreciate all of the support that you've been giving me since taking over the podcast. And thank you for making Locked On Braves your first listen each and every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and are free and available on all platforms. And we'll continue to be daily podcasts through December 20th. So we'll have, even during the lockout, we're going to have daily information here to talk about news, stories, going to be looking back at the past a little bit, looking at the present as well. Please continue to send in any questions that you have that you would like answered on the podcast. Going to have a lot of dead space to fill, essentially, going over the next couple of weeks. So would like to hear any of your thoughts on what you want to hear on the podcast, what you would like to talk about, whether past, present, future, whatever it may be. Probably will do a prospects ranking, look at some of that. Go back, look at some of the best players in Braves history. Probably do a little bit of that as well this offseason as we try to get through this lockout together. So send me any suggestions, send me any questions, anything you would like to hear on the podcast. Please make sure you do that. And you can do that on Twitter, again, at shortstopball or at @LockedOn_Braves. But we are in day two of the lockouts. We're going to talk about the lockout situation a little bit, what we've already seen so far and just how ugly it's going to be. Talk about what the Braves need to do once the lockout ends, and then we will talk about everything else going on in Major League Baseball as well. So, and we'll also be answering some of your questions that you have for this Mailbag Friday episode. But wanted to start out with the lockout reaction again. We are in day two of it, and I am already just very tired of it. I'm disgusted. I don't like both sides. I don't like the posturing from either side, putting blame on the other. As a fan, I don't care. You know, I don't care about your petty differences. I don't care that you're arguing over the best ways to spend our money. I don't care. I don't want to hear it in the public. I don't want to hear you just arguing back and forth, trying to win the favor of the fans. You're not going to do it. I mean, I get it. The media is going to play to the side of the fans, and even those on social media, fans on social media, are going to play to the sides of the fans because they want to be their buddies and they want to act like they're cool with them. You know, that's fine, whatever. They are just as much to blame as the owners are. I don't have any sympathy for either side in this. The only ones that get hurt in this whole process are the fans. So I don't like all the bickering, the fighting, the blaming each other, the pointing fingers at each other. I don't care. Just get it done. Give me the game that I love and figure it out soon, as quickly as you can. I'm tired of my favorite sport being dragged through the mud because of these petty differences, these egos that each side has, and how to divide up millions, billions of dollars. I don't care. I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want you to get it done. I want to get the sport back that I love, and I want to see it stay on schedule for us to finally have a normal season of baseball. This will be 3 years in a row now where we just haven't had a normal season of baseball. You go back to the shortened 2020 season because of COVID, and then even this last year, we started off the season with not having, you know, fans in the stands, or at least not full capacity, and then now you're going to have this leading into the 2022 season. So we're already looking at a third straight year of just not having a normal offseason and normal regular season. I just want baseball to get back to being in a good place. And the game is in a good place. That's what's so frustrating about this lockout, is the game's in a very good place. I mean, the Braves just won a World Series. How could it get any better than that? But, I mean, even beyond that, you know, fans were packed into the stadium. You know, people are watching on TV, buying merchandise. The game just seems to be flourishing. You have a lot of great young stars coming up. So the game just seems to be in a great spot. other than the fact that they all apparently just want to destroy that and fight and point fingers and act like children. And I can't take it anymore. We're only in day two. I'm already fed up with it, and we're probably going to have to deal with this for a while longer. I don't really see a deal getting done before the end of January, unfortunately. I don't think this is going to be resolved quickly. Both sides have their heels dug in. Neither one wants to give an inch. And so I just don't see this being resolved. Definitely not by the end of December. I'm hopeful by the end of January it's resolved. But I think we're in for a very long lockout, a long, depressing winter. But just turning to the Braves a little bit here, obviously, being a Braves podcast, I want to focus on what the lockout means for them, because they enter the lockout, obviously, without a deal with Freddie Freeman. And I talked about that plenty at this point. I don't want to – I ranted about that on Thursday's podcast. You want to go back and listen. I was very plain and blunt on my feelings with that. I'm not really going to dive into that again. But the Braves enter the lockout with still a lot of work left to be done this offseason. Like I said, I think this lockout could last – for a couple of months. So it's going to be a very quick turnaround once, hopefully, an agreement is agreed upon. And the Braves still have a lot of work left to do, mainly with signing Freddie Freeman and making sure that they don't lose him. But, you know, that's still most likely priority number one. What might also become priority number one is what to do with Marcell Ozuna. Do they just simply cut him and eat the money? Do they find somebody that they can trade him to, and maybe a swap of bad salaries, and the Braves give up some prospects and the other team just dumps Ozuna, or maybe they're fine with playing him. I mean, that's certainly could be the case. I mean, somebody's probably going to give him a second chance. I just personally don't believe it will be the Braves. I don't think it should be the Braves. So that might be priority number one for Alex Anthopoulos, is figuring out what to do with Marcell Ozuna. You know, do they play him? Do they cut him? Do they trade him? I talked about that the other day. Those are essentially their three options. I think cutting him or trading him are the top two options. I don't think he can play. I don't think you can put him back in that clubhouse again. I don't see that happening. But I think Alex has to figure out what to do with that. How much money could he, you know, potentially save in order to spend more on Freddie Freeman, on other free agents, and get other moves done this offseason that, again, still need to get done. So those are two, you know, top two priorities that still big priorities that need to get done by the Atlanta Braves once the lockout ends. Signing Freeman, figuring out what they're going to do with Marcell Ozuna. And then you still got to find some help in the outfield. You know, they apparently have tendered a contract to Adam Duvall. We don't know the numbers, the figures there yet, but they'll have Adam Duvall. You know, they got Heredia. Got Acuna coming back at some point, but likely won't be ready for the start of the season. You know, do you start Pache in the outfield? So they still need some help in the outfield. Again, I'm assuming Ozuna won't be part of that equation. So, you know, whether that's bringing back Eddie Rosario, whether it's bringing back Jorge Soler, which we're going to talk about those two guys here in a minute specifically, you know, there's still some work to be done in the outfield and figuring out that situation. That's probably priority number three for me. And then we'll also talk about this as well, but just adding depth to the starting rotation and the bench. I mean, I talked about this a lot off season. I thought the Braves went into the season with an incomplete 26-man roster. You know, the starting nine were good. The top of the rotation was good. The back of the bullpen was good, but there wasn't much depth behind those guys. Now, they got some big hits early from Adrianza and Pablo Sandoval that made you think, okay, maybe this bench isn't as bad as we thought. Turned out it was as bad as we thought as the season went along. So, you know, I would like to see the Braves go into a season with those things complete, with a, you know, complete depth of roster. You know, that's always the hope. It's not always attainable, but would certainly like to see them add some depth in the starting rotation. You know, already kind of added some depth in the bullpen with Kirby Yates, although he may not be available for a while, but they also got Jay Jackson from the Giants. You got some depth on the bench as well, but need to add some more there. You know, you got Manny Pena. They brought back Orlando Arcia, who's going to be part of the bench, but you need some more there as well. All right, next we're going to look at or take some of your questions from Twitter and answer some of those. But before we do that, let me tell you about Built Bar. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar, filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Well, you have the raspberry or mint brownie, the cherry or double chocolate, the cookies and cream or peanut butter brownie. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. Throw one in your jacket or purse so you never know, because you never know when you're going to need it. Like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. Taste so good, you won't believe that they're filled with protein. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at Built.com. All right, so got a couple of questions here I wanted to get answered. Both of them coming from Chris Chaffee, 84, on Twitter. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Chris, apologize if not. But he had a couple of questions that wanted answered on the podcast. First one being, do you think the Braves will sign another starting pitcher? And, you know, I kind of already noted this in the first segment there. I think they definitely should be looking at starting pitching options for depth purposes. I think you're very solid at the top of the rotation, where you got Charlie Morton, Max Fried, and Ian Anderson. I mean, the three guys that, you know, you just won a World Series with. So you feel really good there. The next two spots after that are a bit questionable. Right now, I'd lean towards Kyle Wright and Tucker Davidson for those last two spots. You also have Kyle Mohler and Waskari Noah, who would likely be in that competition as of today. I think it'd be a little risky going into the season counting on those guys to fill out those last two rotation spots. I'd feel more comfortable having at least, you know, having them fill out maybe just one of those spots and let the others continue to develop and get some more work in AAA before calling them back up. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I think they should, and I think they do go out and get another starting pitcher. Nothing, you know, nothing significant. You know, $8 million or less on a one-year deal for a veteran starter, you know, to fill some innings, to be, you know, a middle to back of the rotation starter. I'll do another podcast later on kind of profiling some of those players out there. But I definitely think they should go after another starting pitcher. You also don't know what's going to happen with Mike Soroka as well. I mean, he could come back and be a top of the rotation arm. He could get injured again and his career could be over. We don't know what to expect for Mike Soroka. But you also, you know, you have to keep that in mind. But at the same time, I don't think Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves front office can go into the season really expecting anything from him. I don't even think he needs to be on their radar right now. I think they need to move forward expecting he's not going to be there. And then if he is, then it's just a bonus. It's an added surprise. That's the way I would view it right now with Soroka. So with that in mind, they definitely should, and I think they do go out and get another starting pitcher this offseason, whenever the offseason starts again. And then you can have that depth with the young guys, with Davidson, with Mohler, you know, with Enoa, you know, Spencer Strider, Bryce Elder, you know, guys who could be ready to start at the big league level in 2022. So you have some young depth there, but I wouldn't want to go into the season relying on that. And either way, you're going to need some more veteran starters to get through the season as it is. So I definitely think that needs to be, you know, one of those third, fourth priorities. I'd probably put it four after signing Freddie, figuring out what to do with Ozuna, figuring out the outfield, and then it would probably be starting pitcher for me. But I definitely think it needs to be a task that needs to be completed this offseason. And then the other question from Chris says, what are the chances that the Braves keep, or rather return, Eddie Rosario and Jorge Soler? So we've kind of already talked about this on the podcast, but I thought it good to bring it back up now, and I'm glad that Chris asked the question, because The Ozuna situation really kind of messes this up because I was under the thought, the assumption that Ozuna would be suspended for a good portion, if not all, of 2022, and the Braves would be able to have that money back to be able to spend on somebody like Eddie Rosario or Jorge Soler. Now that that's not the case and the Braves are on the hook for that money, and if Ozuna is going to be on the roster, he's going to take up one of those spots in some of those at-bats. So again, this is where everything is kind of on hold until you figure out what's going to happen with Ozuna. Because if you can trade Ozuna and somehow save some money there, then I think you have the ability to go out and maybe get Eddie Rosario and Jorge Soler. If not, then you may only have the chance to get one of them. And it, even at that, we're so hung up on, you know, signing Freddie Freeman, and you know, maybe they don't have the money to do that, which I think they do, but it kind of tells you that maybe they are that tight on money that I don't even know if they can go out and afford one of those guys. And, you know, they're both still out there. They're both down on the free agent list. I've all along said, bring back Eddie Rosario. You know, he would be at the top of my list as far as the guys that the Braves had last year. I want Eddie Rosario back the most because of his left-handed bat in the lineup. You know, I would obviously like to have Soler. He would be my second choice of the guys that the Braves had. Duvall would be my last choice, and he's probably going to be the one that comes back. It looks like he will be the one that comes back because he's under team control. But I would love to bring back Eddie Rosario and Jorge Soler. I just think the Ozuna situation, even more so now, kind of muddies the waters on exactly what they are able to do and what they're able to spend this offseason. So right now, I'm not feeling comfortable that they'll be able to bring either one of them back. And also, once the CBA is agreed upon and the DH is most likely put in place, that's going to really open up Jorge Soler's market. And I thought all along with what he did in the postseason, what he did in the second half with the Braves, with the DH coming, you know, he was going to be one of the top DH candidates out there along with Kyle Schwarber. And I feel like that's going to put him in a price range that the Braves can't compete with. So if I had to guess, and maybe this is more so hopeful than anything, I think they could bring back Eddie Rosario on a 2-3 year deal at maybe 10, 12 million a year. Again, that may be too pricey for the Braves. So, you know, Chris asked me what the chances are. I'd put the percentage chance that they bring back Jorge Soler at maybe 15%. I think he's going to outprice what the Braves are willing to pay for essentially a DH-only player, although I thought he did pretty well in right field for the Braves. I'd put Eddie Rosario at about 45%. I'm not feeling as confident there either, but I think they have a better chance of signing him than Soler. So that's where I would put the percentage chances at of them bringing either of those guys back, less than 50% for both of them. But I would like to see them bring back Eddie Rosario if possible. But again, it really just all goes back to this Ozuna situation kind of clouding everything and what Alex Anthopoulos is able to do this offseason, just not knowing what the plan is with Marcelo Ozuna. Do you play him? Do you cut him? Do you trade him? You got to do one of those things, and I just don't see how you play him. And if you're not going to play him, then you're going to have to eat that money or try to find a way to save as much of it as you can. So until that gets sorted out, I don't think the Braves are going to do much of anything free agency-wise. All right, we'll take another break here and we'll answer one more of your questions before we get out of here. BetOnline has you covered all season for more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so our last question here comes from Jerusalem Jackalope, Ninja_3 on Twitter. He says, will you be changing the name of the podcast to Locked Out _ Braves on Twitter? And a very funny question here from Jerusalem on whether or not we'll change the name. We'll not be changing the name, but what this did make me think about, and again, just the silliness of this whole lockout thing, is the fact that Major League Baseball, like immediately, like I was up all night waiting for the deadline, and as soon as it happened, Major League Baseball just had their finger on the trigger, ready to just wipe everything from the website that shows a Major League Baseball player, a current Major League Baseball player. And I just think that is the most ridiculous thing ever. And then, like silly school, middle grade school girls, the Major League Baseball players go out on Twitter and update their profile pic to a faceless canvas. I hate all of this. I don't like either side. Like, it really is just like two middle school kids arguing and fighting it. And it's just the most childish thing ever, the way that both sides are handling this and trying to posture themselves in front of the fans, in front of social media, in front of the news, to try to win the favor of fans. And I will not buy into it whatsoever. Like, even Tyler Matzik, yeah, it's funny the stuff he's tweeting about. You know what, Tyler, I don't care. Just shut your mouth. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you point fingers at Rob Manfred, as much as I can't stand Rob Manfred. And Rob, I don't want Rob Manfred. I don't want to hear you pointing fingers at the players. Like, they're not trying to negotiate in good faith. You're the last person to accuse somebody of not negotiating in good faith. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the childishness from both sides here. I don't want to hear the players on social media pointing fingers and making jokes about the owners and whatever. They pay their checks. They own the team. You know, as much as you want to argue and fight for what you want, and that's fine, they own the team. They are the owners of the team. I just can't stand it from either side, and I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I don't care what the players are saying on Twitter. I don't care how much dirt they want to throw on the other side. It just makes me not like you even more. I don't want to hear it. Just shut up. Get a deal done. That's all I care about as a fan. Get a deal done. You're not going to win any battles on Twitter or social media with me pointing fingers at the other side. So quit the childishness. Just get a deal done. Get baseball back. That is the point of this podcast for me, if you don't take anything else away, is just ignore the noise and get a deal done. Go lock yourselves in a room, put on your big boy pants, and get a deal done. Suck up your pride, put it away, and get a deal done. I'm so sick of it, and we're only 2 days in, and we got a long way to go, so you'll have to bear with me, but I just can't stand it all. I'm already over it. I just want things to get back to the way they should be, the way that they were. I just want baseball. And luckily, there's no lockout in college baseball. That'll be starting up soon enough. I do also cover college baseball over at College Baseball Daily, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll at least give me something to be happy about through these winter months, because this lockout situation is just going to get even uglier as things go on. But I do appreciate the question. Jerusalem definitely made me chuckle a little bit. Appreciate all the questions. Thanks to Chris for his questions as well. Please continue to send in any questions that you have. You know, even if it's not for just a Friday mailbag, just continue to send in your questions, topics you would like to discuss on the podcast, and I'll be glad to do that as we go throughout this lockout together. But that will do it for this episode of Locked On Braves. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. You can follow me at @ShortstopBall. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube, and make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Stacey Gottsoulias,
DC Lundberg,
Ryan Finkelstein,
Taylor Blake Ward,
host of Locked On Yankees,
Locked On Mariners,
Locked On Mets,
Locked On Angels,
and you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.